Defense Secretary Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has promised to change the country's vaccine policies. And during contentious meetings in Atlanta this week, vaccine advisors for the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention began to do just that. The panel was handpicked by Kennedy. NPR health correspondent Ping Wong was at their two-day meeting and joins us now. Hi, Ping.
Hey, Scott.
What kind of changes did the advisors make?
So they voted to narrow the recommendation on the COVID booster shot, and they also made a change in the childhood vaccine schedule, recommending against a measles and chickenpox combo shot for young children. And while these changes weren't as drastic as some medical and public health experts had feared, this meeting did show that these members, who Kennedy chose after firing the entire panel back in June, is starting to figure out how this works, and they're starting off on an ambitious agenda, backed by Kennedy, who has a history of being very critical of vaccines.
Let's just make this news you can use for a moment. I'm sure a lot of people listening are wondering, can I go into a pharmacy, a CVS, whatever, and get a vaccine shot like I have the last few years?
The answer is mixed. So in some states, yes, and in other states, it's not clear. And that's because the group has recommended the vaccine to everybody under something called shared clinical decision making, which means that patients are supposed to talk to a medical provider about risks and benefits before they get one. But at this point, billions of COVID shots have been given out, so this kind of counseling would add a new hurdle.